Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Excuse me.
Oh, hello again.
It's Monday morning.
How do you feel?
I'm really fired up to be here.
You don't sound like it.
Well, I am.
It sounds like you are.
Is that sarcasm?
Yes, it is actually.
Oh, I think it's too early for that.
Well, let's get back to work, shall we?
Yeah, no.
Too early for you?
I think we covered this.
That's not that early.
You're just being lazy!
Thanks for the pep talk.
So without further ado, please enjoy our show.
Please enjoy our show.
It's Monday, people. Monday.
Boy, it seemed like the longest weekend ever. I don't know why.
I said that to Morty today. I said, I am kind of glad to be back at work. I'm so tired.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up with our executive producer, Morty. It is 6:06. Yeah, kicking off a brand new work week. It started Friday night. Big 20th anniversary of the Wedge Brothers.
Yes, I know.
The big blowout, the big bash.
You had a good time, I see.
Yes, good. And a couple of days to recover after that.
You remembered your words and your notes?
Everything.
And everything? Okay.
And everything.
Had to hit the congas?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So we had a good time over at Tommy Rocker's.
It looked like it, and it sounded like it.
You were out at Pahrump over the weekend.
Yes. Spent the whole day yesterday out at the winery out there. If you have not been out there or done this, go do it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on a beautiful day. Like, it was so much fun.
When you texted me, we started talking about, you know, we've talked about this before, that Pahrump, it would be so much more endearing if it was called something else, I think.
Yeah. Yes.
And you and I, we had brought this up. Wow, I think months ago.
Oh, I think it was a couple of years ago, actually.
Really? To rename Pahrump?
Yes.
And we were going back and forth. I finally found it. We decided that it might be better suited as Mission La Mirada.
La Mirada, okay.
Mission
there
La
we
Mirada.
Go. I have to write that down. Right, Morty? Wouldn't people be more likely to go to Mission La Mirada?
Yes.
Than Pahrump?
Spend the weekend, enjoy the winery and everything else that Mission La Mirada
offers. Yes.
Yes, so.
They have their own, it's so funny when you drive in, it's their first master planned community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had to look it up. I thought maybe there were, 10,000-15,000 people in Pahrump. There's like 36,000 people.
It's getting bigger.
And a lot of people that we ran into have moved from Vegas. Yeah, we bought 10
it's
acres.
It's an easier way of life.
Yeah, they have it all messed up driving down there right now because they're expanding the road.
Right.
So in about a year or so, it's going to be great going back and forth.
But please, tell us you don't agree. It would be more appealing as Mission La Mirada than it would Pahrump.
What a lovely oasis that
is.
Where you guys are going to Mission? You going to La Mirada? Oh, we're in.
We love it there.
You know, they have a winery out there.
Yes.
And fireworks.
702-739-9636. Place your vote now.
Yes.
Call us or text him. We'd love to hear from you. Sunshine today, going to be nice. Maybe a little breezy tomorrow. High in the mid to upper 70s. 52 outside this morning. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
The curtain came down on one of the most successful shows in Las Vegas.
All right, we'll talk about that. Plus some other news after Billy Joel's Uptown Girl.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, sadly, the overhyped Charlie's Angels movie was kind of a dud. It made $8.5 million its opening weekend. That's all. Ford versus Ferrari, that won the box office this weekend with $31 million. I tell you this because Joker has now grossed over $1 billion. $1 billion with a B.
Wow.
Dollars. Yeah, I know. How about that? Here's the deal. It's also the first R-rated movie to gross over $1 billion. So that's pretty.
Hold on here.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Charlie.
That's it.
Yeah,
okay.
I know. Oopsie.
The last one.
Oh, hopefully. John Forsythe.
Hopefully. Aww. The last one.
I know. I was kind of hoping this one
would do better, but.
What, Charlie's Angels?
Yeah, but they redid it once and then twice.
Yeah.
And I just.
Let it go.
Yeah, unless there was like some superhero in there. I don't know that, other than the angels, that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Kelly Osbourne says her family is as close as it's ever been to reaching a deal to bring back the Osbournes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we want this?
I'm all for it. I love that show.
I did, too, but it's like 10 years later now, and I'm so afraid that you just walk by Ozzy and he's going to fall over.
Yeah.
I don't. It scares me a little bit. It scares me a little bit. Yeah.
He's walking around with the robe open.
Yes, that's what I'm so afraid of.
But they have, they all have like I know they all had issues. Now they have more issues. Like the son has like a disease.
Yeah, well, he's,
and Ozzy's Ozzy. Sharon and Ozzy don't get along.
No, I know. They've got grandkids now, too. James Holzhauer did win the Jeopardy. I know.
Leave it to Beaver. I
know. Well, sort of. Yeah. They should have left it to Beaver. Yeah.
Ozzy and Harriet.
Yes, exactly.
Google it.
Holzhauer won the Jeopardy Tournament of Champions. Added Thursday's money with Friday's to beat Emma Betcher. $76,000, almost $77,000. To $65,000. He took home the $250,000 for winning that tournament. And way back in 2008, two little kids, Donnie and Marie, they started a six-week contract with the Flamingo. Well, it did so well, it got extended and extended and extended. 11 years later, they closed their show Saturday night. They performed for the last time. Very emotional. Few people stopped by. Few special guests stopped by. It is over. Now, there are rumors that Marie will continue to have a presence on the strip, possibly doing another show with a new partner. I don't know, know who you might do that with.
How do you even do that?
I know. I know. Well, she can do a show, Marie and somebody. Okay. You never know. Marie and Debbie Gibson, because she was at the show.
Yeah.
Never know.
I'm so disappointed. That's the one show I always wanted to go see. Never got to do it.
Yeah.
Doggone.
I know. That bums me out. You didn't see it either.
All right. Carla, we're getting texts that say, yes, we agree with you. Pahrump would be a little bit more endearing if we changed the name to Mission La Mirada or something similar.
Yeah, yes.
With a little bit more flair.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know that a lot of people, you know, especially people coming in from out of town. What?
Right.
What's it called?
Pahrump.
What? Is that
a
sneeze?
Nothing against Pahrump. I think it's great over there.
It's wonderful.
Even one texter said that you could drop the mission and just call it La Mirada.
La Mirada.
Yeah.
Well, that would be for those in the know.
Yeah.
You know, eventually. You know, people
they
that would
just
visit.
Drop mission.
Yes.
Go,
people
I live
visiting.
In the La Mirada.
Right. They'd say, hey, could we go to that? What is it? Mission La Mirada? Oh, La Mirada.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just over the hill.
Yes.
It's over the hill.
Not the hump.
No. Yeah.
It's over the hill.
And that, too. Anything with hump in it, that's not. That's not, I mean, there might be one good thing, but that's not good.
And that's what it used to be known for.
Yes, yes. That's what I told Angie's dad. I said, listen, now this side, as you're pulling into Pahrump, it's good. Wineries, they got the whole new development. Now, you keep going, it's all hookers and booze at that end. So,
but,
I mean, they got a little bit for everybody. Fireworks.
Yeah,
so lots of fireworks.
Okay. But the more you talk it up, the more people are going to go over there and inhabit And once they get over that 500,000 person mark, then all of those places go away.
Then, you know what? Then
and it's
when
just
that
La
happens
Mirada.
There, then I'm moving back to Vegas, the small town.
Hey, it was a busy weekend on the Strip. We're going to run down everything that went on. It's the Eurythmics Sweet Dreams.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music. All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So as we talk about the weekend here in Las Vegas on the Strip, I mean, could you have more things going on?
I know it.
The Las Vegas Rock and Roll Marathon, over 40,000 people. So they closed down the strip
closed
over the
off.
Weekend.
Yep.
Over 100 people got married or renewed their vows in the run-through weddings.
Okay.
A lot of that happened at the Las Vegas, Welcome to Las Vegas
Right.
Side.
Oh, it was crazy over there. I happened to drive past there Saturday. Oh, man.
Then you had the Fleetwood Mac concert.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Fleetwood Mac. There was also Aviation Nation.
That was going on out at Nellis Air Force Base.
Yes, there were tons of people who came in for that. There was the Jasmine Festival downtown. There was so much going on.
And then the VGK finally snapped their, what was it, John?
Five-game losing streak.
I didn't realize it had gone that long.
Yeah. They made up for it. They tried to make up for it last night.
Mm-hmm.
I almost felt sorry for Calgary. Towards the end, I think they just put their sticks down. Damn. It was like, just skate. All skate.
Here's how the scoring started.
Scramble in front of the Vegas net, but they kept it out. And here's Carlson with Pacioretty. 2-on-1 against Hamonic. And Carlson scores! Off the post and in for William Carlson.
2-on-1. And William Karlsson able to walk right in, and that is a perfectly placed shot.
And then, of course, it ends up being 6-0. Donuts for everybody.
Donuts. Yeah.
Who had a ticket stub. Morty, you said tickets were going for as low as $20 in the upper deck?
No, $10.
$10.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And they were getting snapped up. In fact, there were so many of them dropping that at one point they just cut it. They cut it off early. For sales.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, so they snapped the 5-game losing streak, and they'll take on Toronto tomorrow night over at the T-Mobile. Raiders won. Mm-hmm. They beat like everybody else. I mean, who hasn't beat Cincinnati?
Of course.
But it was kind of close, 17-10.
So bet Washington couldn't.
Well, oh man.
Oops.
Oh jeez.
Maybe not. All right. So there you go. A little recap of what was happening this weekend on the Strip. One more thing about what was going on over the weekend on the Strip.
Mm-hmm.
With the Las Vegas Rock and Roll Marathon, Tom Pouzet, repeated as men's rock and roll Las Vegas Marathon champion. 26.2-mile race for the second consecutive year. Time of 2 hours, 28 minutes, and 4 seconds, which is not, okay. That's awesome.
It's great. It's amazing.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
Having
a little technical problem, so let me just stop that.
That's
remix.
Okay.
Wow.
One other note about the Rock and Roll Marathon. An Elvis Presley lookalike named Michael Wardian won the marathon and set a world's record for the fastest running Elvis lookalike.
That's so cool.
He made it in 2 hours and 38 minutes.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
This says, wow. And another one, apparently it was all about the Elvises. Heather Bray as Elvis wins Women's Rock and Roll Las Vegas Marathon. As Elvis wins, it sounds like she was the female winner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wow.
We had a lot of stuff going on with that marathon. I mean, people dress up. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
Incredible times.
Jeez.
I can't even imagine. Imagine.
Yeah.
So congratulations to everybody who ran it.
I know.
And we had also mentioned Fleetwood Mac, this band wrapping up their tour, their final show at the T-Mobile Arena. People said thumbs up for the show. It's Fleetwood Mac and Dreams. You can actually score some wham. Score some wham and, of course, take home $100. Qualify immediately for the $5,000 grand prize we have to give away. Courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Your first chance to win coming up less than an hour. More details on that in just a couple of minutes. From last hour, people texting in when we were talking about the name change for Pahrump.
Yes.
One texter said, if you're going to keep the name Pahrump, maybe Rump Shaker should be the theme song.
Let me see you shake it up like a rump shaker.
Maybe hip it up a little bit.
Yeah. Yes.
Carla spent the day there over the weekend at the beautiful winery over there.
Oh, so much fun.
You said they had music, live music?
Oh, yeah, they had live music yesterday. A group called 360, and they were just a blast, man.
Awesome.
Really fun, yeah. Might I suggest the sherry if you go out there?
Oh, okay.
It's so good. So good.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. Maybe a little breezy tomorrow. High in the mid to upper 70s. About 53 now. A few things we think you should know. Get to that here in a bit.
Yeah, oh, well, let me tell you something. We've got, a big suspension, and Apple is surprising people with a few things on their apps.
All right, all that and more after Blondie's Heart of Glass.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, in case you didn't get the news on what happened after Thursday night's football game, the NFL suspended Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett without pay for the remainder of this season and postseason at a minimum. After, of course, he, you know, whacked a guy in the helmet, or with a helmet, I should say, last Thursday. Apple has removed all vaping apps from its app store, which is a very big deal. They still do sell AirPods in case you want to still look like a douchebag. But anyhow, sorry. God, people, take those out of your ears. Jeez, unless you're talking to someone or maybe you're running, but get those out of your ears. And big news, and I will assume this is everywhere, Chuck E. Cheese getting rid of their animatronic animals. Oh, that's a huge deal.
Thank goodness.
I agree, but it's a huge deal.
That's why,
man,
a lot of kids would go there.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of parents drank. But, you know, they're getting rid of those. So, yeah, next time you go.
They have to be putting something in for it, right?
I don't know. I'm wondering if they're going to put more games in or something like that.
All I know is our Chuck E. Cheese at home, the Chuck E. was broken. Oh. For years, oh. And it looked like he, and I don't, I'm not making fun of,
right.
It looked like he had MS.
Oh, no.
And it was bad. It was, parents were saying that, and they would never fix it.
Wow. Okay, making a statement there. Okay, I like it. Awesome. Fine. Like, wow.
Changing it up at Chuck E. Cheese.
You know what? Leave it. Do that. Let him just fall apart. Do that and just see what happens. That is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
A lot of kids, you're right.
I always thought they had pretty good pizza.
And they waited for it to come off the stage, and it never did.
Yeah. Oh, come on. We've been clapping for like 10 years.
Oh, by the way, over the weekend, Saturday Night Live made a statement about the Cleveland football game, and here's them explaining actually what happened in that game when it got out of control.
Enough!
Wait, the guy who hit the other guy with the helmet?
That's right. I have seen enough. I am tired of being falsely accused. You see, what had happened was I saw another player who had lost his helmet somehow, and I thought, oh, he should be wearing a helmet. So I attempted to put it back on his head.
See, that's what happened. Okay, now it all makes sense. Glad to hear it.
Oh, love it.
We are so stoked about having Tom Holley in studio. Want to share some of the conversation with you. He's doing a story on an amazing woman that has quite the legacy here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Simply known as the Cave Lady.
Yep.
We're going to share some of that conversation with Tom Holley in a big tease for a story you're going to see tonight on Channel 3. We'll do that in about 6-7 minutes. It's OMD, and if you leave.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Normally I would say we love it when these people come by, but this guy has never been in our studio.
No, he has not.
He's not here.
You've talked with us, and I said that to Mike. I said, we got to get him in here. He calls us anytime we ask him to call.
We're talking about Tom Holley from Channel 3.
Yes, a lot of people know him as back in the old days as Chopper Tom.
And formerly of KKLZ, but that was like 3 decades
ago. That's right.
And a few morning shows ago as well.
Man.
So tell everybody about the story that you're working on now that will air tonight about this cave lady. Now, this started out as a little video vault segment that you always do on Channel 3, but since then has really blown up.
It has. It's resulted in more stories. And the big thing was after I did the first one, which was based mostly on a couple of old newspaper articles, then a couple of years later, I suddenly got these recordings that had been in a closet for 50 years, recordings of this woman. And so she's talking in her own words about what she was doing there on what she referred to as a religious retreat.
Okay.
And people talk about how she was kind and she was gracious and she was interesting and she was educated. She was all of those things. But I'm finding out as I listen, as I read, she was also kind of nuts.
Okay.
Well, I guess you start with the fact that she's living in a cave. Let's start right there.
She's called the Cave Lady.
Yes. Right there is a red flag.
Exactly.
And Tom talked about how she might have connections to the mob when they were here with Bugsy Siegel. It goes on and on. It's quite the story. And I had heard about this, but not as much as Tom has investigated.
No.
And if you want to hear the entire visit, you can go on our morning show page at 96.3kklz.com. Get a heads up on what you're going to see tonight.
Yeah, at 11 o'clock tonight on KSNV News 3.
Tom Holley back in the studio on 96.3 KKLZ. As you had mentioned, Carla, he started out as Chopper Tom.
Yes, Chopper Tom, and he was with KKLZ for a while. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So check that out tonight.
It's time to win some wham on 96.3 KKLZ, Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Awesome. Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. Let's put another $100 in someone's pocket to kick off the week. The Wham code word, Cookie.
COOKIE. Cookie.
That's the word you need. Cookie. Text it to 59457. That is 59457. Or enter it online at 963KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ app. Either way, the word cookie. Now spell it correctly. Make sure you enter before 8:15 for your chance to put that $100 in your pocket and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, this hour's Wham code word cookie. Text it to 59457. Good luck.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, during his Sunday service yesterday, Kanye West called himself, quote, the greatest artist that God has ever created, and pointed out what an awesome thing it is that God is now using him for his own purposes. For God's purposes.
Oh.
So, I mean, I don't know what took God this long. I really don't. Huh. I don't know. So
maybe the jury was still out.
Maybe so.
You know, the apostles and all
maybe
that. They were
all,
just...
they all had to, yeah, yeah. I was sitting at that table drinking. I don't know, Kanye, whatever. Let him do what he wants. Yap, 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 yap. Yeah. Kanye, me. Yeah. Kim, just run. Just run. Run, honey. Run, run.
Can you
run
imagine St. Peter just leaning over and, hey, have you made a decision on Kanye yet?
Yeah.
Are you going to talk to him? Or use him?
What?
Use him to speak through?
You know, Yeezy. What? I don't know what you're saying. Give me my sandals. I don't know what you're saying. I don't. What? Yeezy. What?
That is wild.
Oh, he's.
Whatever.
Oh, and another, whatever. I think he's nutty, too. Sorry, people. Rob Gronkowski. Gronk. He's teasing another big announcement.
He's coming back.
Tomorrow. Yeah, people are saying it's probably just he's done this before. He's done this shtick before, and he's probably just looking for attention. So we'll see. Isn't it a little late? Or maybe it's just in time, right? Maybe it's just in time,
maybe
Mike.
It's Gronk.
Word has it that within hours of Disney Plus's launch, hackers were already able to break into accounts, changing users' passwords, putting them up for sale.
Wow.
Yeah. Disney has not commented yet, but they're trying to work through this a little bit. Today is Disney Day, by the way. That what was the first cartoon? Steamboat Willie. Steamboat Willie. Yep, that was was released today back in, I think it was 1928.
Mm-hmm.
So how about that, man? Yeah, there we go.
And Walt had called him Mortimer Mouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wanted to call him Mortimer Mouse. And his wife kept saying, no, it has to be something friendlier.
Mortimer. Yeah. Hi.
Kids aren't going to like a mouse named Mortimer.
Mortimer, that's a little scary.
So I think Walt Disney finally just said, you know what, fine. Just...
Yeah, yeah, because a mouse is so warm and welcoming. It's a
I'll name it Mickey. Just stop talking about
Mickey,
it.
Mickey, Mortimer Rat. No, honey. Honey, you might want to go with something else. Maybe Mickey, something like that.
Oh.
Mouse. Oh, mouse. Good.
Yeah.
And listen, if you're looking for some holiday gifts,
mm-hmm.
Gwyneth Paltrow, her Goop website, they have their holiday gift guide out, Mike. It includes a $130 automatic joint roller and a $1,350 bondage kit. So,
how much is the joint roller?
$130.
Oh, okay.
It's automatic, though. It's like it does it itself.
Wow.
And the bondage kit, $1,350. Hey, you know what, ladies, guys? Buy a tie, okay? Buy a couple neckties.
Jody just asked me what I wanted for Christmas.
There you go.
I couldn't come up with anything.
Honey, it's a whole bondage kit, but then you got to get a new bed. It's a big hassle. You know what? I'm good, honey. I'm good.
If you don't want to go shopping on that website.
Yes.
You go to the KKLZ website.
Please do.
Shop the KKLZ logo store right there. It's at your fingertips. T-shirts, tanks, and more just a click away. You can see it all if you just go to the station website, 96.3KKLZ.com. Get all your Christmas shopping done just like that. Carl, I want to play you some audio.
Okay.
And I wish everybody could have this kind of attitude when they're at work. This is a drive-thru in South Africa where a kid drove through and basically sang his order to the girl at the other end and listened to her response. It starts out with him.
Can you take your order, please?
Can I please get two McFlurries? That will be all. Thank you.
Anything else?
I'm all good. Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye.
Don't you wish people, all people could have that kind of attitude at work?
I do. I do. However, I think a lot of people do it so they can put the camera on themselves.
Oh, that's just,
you
true.
Know, I'm going to do that, actually, have that good attitude. But I'm going to do it with my shirt off.
Is
I think
that what
I'll
you're
going to
do?
And then see what the drive-through, you know.
Starbucks tomorrow morning.
My. Yes, I am. Exactly.
I think she got the order wrong.
Give me an Earl Grey tea.
Tickets for the Black Crowes. We have those to give away in about 7-8 minutes.
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning. You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Hey, before we give you the details on how to win the tickets for the Black Crowes concert, you know, we were talking about the amazing weekend here in Las Vegas. So many things going on. But today we have to, I want to mention this because it was such an iconic place for the longest time.
Oh, man, yes.
Now, it closed last year at the end of the year officially.
Mm-hmm.
But the original Hard Rock Cafe at Paradise and Harmon, they're tearing it down now. Mm-hmm. The guitar is in the Boneyard. I believe John talked about that last week in the news.
Right.
It's in the Boneyard and it looks great. But the building is coming down. And it was such a cool place. And Howard Solomon, who was the first GM there.
Yeah.
We had him on the phone and we talked about, you know, we reminisced about the place and everything else. And I reminded him the first time he ever showed me the closet where they kept all the T-shirts and everything else. And it was just packed. Just packed. Yeah. Wall to wall from top to bottom. And he would say, by the afternoon, all this is going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the Hard Rock, that's what it was all about, was the merchandise.
Yeah, you had to get a T-shirt or a pin.
And here's what he said about it.
Well, first of all, it wasn't a closet. It was an entire room.
Yeah, it was a huge room where you could drive by any time of the day or night, and there was a line for that merchandise to buy it.
I was one of the first stores that really decided to kind of go for it with retail. We opened up at 9 o'clock, and then it creeped to 8:30 in the morning, and then it creeped to 8 o'clock in the morning, and that's when I kind of said that's early enough for all of us. And then the retail shop stayed open until, you know, the whole bar and restaurant closed down. But, you know, when I first started, there was a black T-shirt, a white T-shirt, a white cotton hat, a black wool hat, and 7 guitar pins.
And that was it. And those guitar pins became collector items to where, I mean, you tried to collect as many as you could.
Yeah. Yes.
And you would wear them, and before you know it, they had jackets, they had
everything. Jewelry, they've got, they do have everything. And you know what, there is still the one on the Strip.
Which is cool, by the way.
It is cool, but I mean, that original one was I miss those places that are off the Strip,
mm-hmm.
you know, that became locals' places because you could get to them. You didn't have to go to the Strip.
And it was a locals' place. We talked about that with Howard.
Yeah.
That their happy hours were legendary and not packed with tourists. They were all standing in line to get the merch.
They wanted to get T-shirts, yes.
But the locals would jam-pack that bar from like 4:30 to like 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a Hoover vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Like they just hooked it up and then everybody was gone.
Yeah.
We're cheap.
Yeah. Well, and then all the tourists came in later.
Of course.
Yeah.
But if you want to reminisce a little bit, and it's we're going to put this, our visit with Howard, who was the first GM when the Hard Rock Cafe, the original, on Paradise and Harmon opened. They are tearing down that building today, and it's pretty sad. All right.
It is.
Black Crowes coming to town.
Yep.
The brothers are back together again. We're going to play a round of Mike and Carla's Pyramid Game, just like on TV. We'll get through news and weather. After that, look for caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Okay, Carla, we have Cindy on the phone. We've already explained the game to her, so she's ready to play a round of the Pyramid Game. 3 out of 3, and you're a big winner. Here we go, Cindy. Category number 1.
Daffy, Donald, Huey.
Disney.
What's that?
Character.
Disney character?
Huey, Dewey, Louie.
Oh, Donald Duck's nephew.
Ducks.
All right.
Ducks. Number you got two. It. Let's see here. Wilbur and Orville Wright. John Robert and Ted Kennedy.
John Robert, brothers, famous brothers.
There you go.
And number three.
Fractions, subtraction, addition.
Multiplicate, or mathematics.
There you go. Wow. Good job, Cindy. Excellent.
There was no rhyme or reason.
Well, you know what, though? Listen to me. There is rhyme or reason. Counting crows. Well, they're birds, so I went with ducks.
Okay.
Right? Wilbur and Orville, because the Robinson brothers are brothers.
Yes.
And then counting, I did math. So there was nothing but rhyme and reason. Kind
of. Which gives you an idea of how well planned out this show is. Wow.
You know what's really funny, though, is I actually called because I opened the Hard Rock in 1990 with Howard.
Wow.
How nice was it to hear his voice on the air?
It's so funny. That was so many years ago. I mean, it's what now? Over 30 years. My God, it's been forever.
And you know what? It's sad that they're tearing that building down.
It is.
I'm so sad. I drove past it all the time, and it's like going past your high school because I was in my 20s.
Yes, I want to show you.
He's one of the great guys. We're still good friends, and congratulations. You have the tickets for the Black Crows, plus a gift card to enjoy Shake Shack right across the street from the MGM Grand Garden Arena. We love the Shake Shack.
Best burgers. Oh,
heck yeah.
So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And Cindy, thank you so much for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Of course.
I'm giving you all this credit for...
I'm an idiot. We're giving away tickets for Black Crows, and I went counting crows, and it was like, it all makes perfect sense. It makes no sense whatsoever, Carla. I don't know why counting crows is on my mind, but yeah, Black Crows. So we might do Pyramid all over again the right way later in the week.
After you explained everything, I go, like, boy, that is very smart.
Yeah, but we're giving away Black Crows. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Might want to change one of the categories.
Maybe I had too much wine in Mission La Mirada yesterday.
Maybe. All right. But nonetheless, Cindy, congratulations. Have a good time at the concert. All right. The winning continues because we have more Wham to give away. Your chance to put $100 in your pocket coming up after Pat Benatar.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham! That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Awesome! Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, it's time to give away another $100. The Wham code word this hour, cake.
Cake. C-A-K-E, cake.
Yes. Sounds good right now. Cake. Text it to 59457 or enter it online at 963kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app. Again, the Wham code word, cake. Now make sure you spell it correctly and make sure you enter it before 9:15 for your chance to put that $100 in your pocket and qualify for that $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, this hour's Wham code word, cake. Text it to 59457. Go. Good luck.
Congratulations, Eric Arnold, listening to KKLZ down in Henderson. He won $100 last hour, qualified for the $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center in the Wham contest.
Nice.
So he has $100 walking around money. You could be next. The word, we just gave it to you. It's cake. C-A-K-E, cake. So make sure you text it to 59457 or enter it through our website, 963kklz.com. Or if you downloaded the free KKLZ app, you have that. You can enter it through the app. All those different ways to win. Mm-hmm. The word is cake. C-A-K-E. You still have a couple of minutes to do that. All right. Weird, wild, wacky stories coming up in the other news. We'll do that after Bob Seger.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Police in Montana searching for a driver who crashed into a fire hydrant earlier in the month. You see this happen all the time.
Yeah.
Well, this person actually ripped the hydrant off and put it in, and put it in the car and drove off.
Let me just get this out of the way.
However, the bumper of his car was left behind, but he got the fire hydrant, so they're trying to track him down.
Was it left behind with the license plate on it?
Derp.
Man.
Dad tried to trick his son into eating asparagus by hiding it inside some panini pasta.
So the father thought the kid's so focused on his phone that the dad is basically hand feeding him. The kid seemed to work at first after the boy chewed it for a couple of times and goes, wait a second.
Oh, okay.
Something's wrong with this pasta.
And then the little boy peed.
Yeah. And then, of course.
Wait. Who had asparagus? Oh, gee.
What's that smell?
My friend calls it asparapy.
For those people that don't know.
Yes.
Makes your pee smell.
Yes. Postman from England. He's being hailed as a hero because he delivered the mail in his underwear. There was a reason. There was flooding. And he couldn't get through to deliver the mail, so he took his pants off.
Uh-huh.
And walked through the water to finish his route. Because that's what you do, right? Rain,
you take your
sleet,
pants off?
Snow. Well, his pants were dragging. They're dragging behind him, so he took it off. He had his boxers off, and he delivered all of the mail. A lot of pictures taken.
I bet. Posted
on social media.
Must have been in pretty good shape.
Yeah, probably was, Mike. But they got their mail. Listen to this one. We don't often get a story out of Mozambique. So, ears to the radio, people.
Okay, listen up.
Guy from Mozambique arrested. This is probably why we don't get those stories. He dug up his dead parents' bones.
Uh-huh.
And he was going to trade those bones for a motorcycle, Mike, and $300. He said that the guy told me to look for bones from people who died without being sick. They just died naturally.
Old age.
In exchange, you'll get a motorbike.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the family cemetery and dug up the bones from my parents.
Yeah.
And left it. But the boss never showed up, so he didn't get the $300. Or the motorcycle. And now he's got a bag of bones. Literally a bag of bones that he doesn't know what to do with.
All right. So. We did this last week with you looking for your alarm clock.
Yes.
So we have a bag of bones.
Yes. If anyone would like to trade up.
Trade up.
Right. For, I don't know. What could you trade that for?
Well, he was looking for a motorcycle, maybe a scooter or something.
There you go. Maybe there. Ooh.
For a bag of bones.
A Segway.
There you go.
Huh? Oh, I'll turn myself into a bag of bones if somebody has a Segway.
Item number 162.
That's right.
All right.
All of a sudden it's home shopping. It is Monday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
We do every day. We like to end the show with a bit of good news. Sad but sweet. Alec Ingram is his name, 14 years old. From Missouri, he died on November 7th. Battled cancer for over 4 years. Diagnosed with osteosarcoma a couple of years ago. It's a bone cancer, very rare. His last wish was a sports car funeral procession. And his community did not disappoint. More than 2,100 sports cars.
Wow.
Yeah. And 70 motorcycles gathered. They had to gather in a big parking lot, so they did it in Six Flags St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this huge procession, amazing to see. And it's called Sports Cars for Alex. Now, it was arranged by an organization that provides bucket lists for children. Unfortunately, he was too sick to do anything, so he kind of did a later wish, man alive. And they recruited all of these sports and exotic cars, and they came in from New York, Florida, Michigan, California. People came in from across the country.
Wow.
For Alec. And, signs. People were lining the sidewalks, the whole bit. His mom just said, you know what? It was overwhelmingly good for me to see how much my boy was loved. How cool is that?
I can't even imagine.
I know.
Being a parent like she is.
I know.
Have something like that done for your kid.
I know.
As a last wish.
I know it. And they're very sad that he was really, really sick and he wasn't able to do anything else.
But
so
in his memory.
Yes, they did it, man. And they came
story.
Out in force, boy.
All right. That's why we say, if you have a story like that, a feel-good story or a sweet story, we want to hear about it. Just email it and submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, 9:41, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon. Wendy Rush coming in next. Recap of the show. We talked again about changing the name.
Yes.
Nothing against Pahrump except for the name.
We just, a lot of people, they say that. Pahrump. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, we should change it. What did we do? Mission La Mirada.
Mike. Mission La Mirada.
Yes.
We thought it'd be a little bit more inviting.
I like that. Absolutely.
All right. Our thanks to Tom Holly. Stopped by, shared some of the conversation about this weird story he's doing.
Yeah.
It was a part of a video vault and has exploded about the cave lady here in Las Vegas from years ago.
Yeah.
Legendary story.
A lot more to it.
It's going to be on tonight, 11 o'clock, Channel 3. Thanks to Howard Solomon. He was the first general manager of the original Hard Rock Cafe, Paradise and Harmon, which, by the way, it closed last year.
Mm-hmm.
But today, they are demoing it, and it's coming down.
Yes.
An iconic place.
Sure was,
some great memories for a lot of people that have lived here in Las Vegas for a long, long time. So.
Yep, and our winner, Cindy, of course, who knew Howard.
Yes.
And worked with him and for him over there.
And by the way, talking about winners, it was Bobby Sumanka. Who got through, and actually, Morty called her to tell her she got some wham.
I did 100%.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What are you going to do with the extra money?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on.
Spend it on myself.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
That's what you should do with
it. Yes, exactly.
Now, Bobby is qualified for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Your next chance to win in less than 20 minutes. Wendy Rush, who we said is coming in. Top of the hour, 10 o'clock, we'll have a new Wham code word for you. More details about Wham, walking around money, on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Otherwise, you have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3 KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.